Lee Chambers
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
And that's One Direction and history, because we're talking history with my lovely guests today, Akshetha, Ananya and Danica. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And I pronounced all your names okay?
Yes.
Good. Well, you're here to talk about Untold History's museums tour, but let's first of all just find out a little bit about you. So if you just tell me individually a little bit about yourself. Akshetha, do you want to start?
Yeah, sure. So I'm from New Delhi. I'm doing a PhD in archaeology at University of Cambridge. I'm almost finishing up the last difficult stages of writing up. What else should I say?
No, nothing else. What about you, Ananya?
I'm from Sambalpur in India, and I'm doing a PhD as well. I'm at the Faculty of English, and I work with comparative indigenous literatures.
Excellent. Danica?
And like Akshetha, I'm also an archaeologist from New Delhi, India, and I'm finishing up my PhD in the Department of Archaeology here in Cambridge.
Gosh, you are three very clever women. Nice to have you in the studio. So the Untold Histories Museum Tour, whose idea was that? Was it a joint idea or one of you?
Yeah, I'd say it was a joint idea.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it started at the Festival of Ideas, is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
We came together on a project that was designed by the museum earlier that year, I think. Yeah, but it was from that we were sort of inspired to really make something of our own.
Yeah. And, I think tours was an idea that we had been contemplating for some time. And then the museum came through and asked whether we would want to pitch it for the Festival of Ideas. And that's how we started working on it during summer last year.
And it's just carried on.
Yes, they were really popular during the festival. They were fully booked within a day. We did three tours during the festival. They mm-hmm. were booked up within 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And we had such a wonderful response during the festival that we thought, it really seems like people are interested in what we're saying and that there's a real audience for the stories that we were telling.
So what are they? So if I come on an Untold Histories Museum tour, what would happen?
Well, the basic information is it's an hour-long tour. Right now, we're doing them in the Museum of Archaeology and Anthropology on Downing Street here in Cambridge. And they're independent and alternative tours organized, as we said, by the three of us graduate students at the university. And we draw on our own research and additional research that we do to tell the kind of stories that you don't necessarily hear in museums very often.
Yeah. And basically, we wanted to talk about some histories within the museum that do not often get told in the labels. Certain difficult histories that we want to talk about from our perspective, as minorities within the UK.
Stories that aren't really in the public sphere, that aren't really acknowledged in museum spaces. Mm-hmm. I guess they are difficult conversations. But it's been amazing because people have come not really expecting, perhaps, what we're going to talk about. And it's led to some really great discussions and debates. And I think that's what we really wanted, to bring up questions within the museum space, these objects in front of you. Yeah. Let's talk about them. Let's talk about why they're here. What were the histories that brought them to the museum? How were they talked about? How are they discussed? How are the communities that made them represented? Mm-hmm. And why is it that way?
So give me an example. Can you think of a particular exhibit? Sorry, putting you on the spot a little bit. But an example of a story that you might tell about an exhibit that the information's not on the label.
Okay, yeah, sure. One of the things that we talk about is a Buddhist figurine on display that's from Burma. And there's not very much on the label. It just says attendant figurine, unprovenanced, and the name of the original collector, who was Stanley mm-hmm. Grantham. And when we looked into it more, we found out that Stanley Grantham had been a colonial administrator when Burma was under British rule. He was the, what was his
Director
exact?
Director of Labour and Statistics.
Yes. Yeah. He had a no doubt very fascinating job. And that he had been given several archaeological objects by another government official who was actually a government archaeologist who stayed at his house in Mandalay. Mm-hmm. And so we know that he'd built up a little bit of this collection and possibly
this associate of his may actually have been abusing his access to these objects. We haven't found out his name.
Yeah.
But then we discovered that the statue came to Cambridge when Stanley came here, perhaps after he retired or after Burma became independent. And he lived here in Cambridge on Stories Way, actually. And the year the statue was donated to the museum, along with other objects from his collection, was the year that he died. And they were given by a Mrs. A. White, who we found out was his daughter, Vera White Nigrantham. And so it's actually this kind of strange coincidence of events that led to this museum being here in Cambridge, being on display in the museum. Stanley and his wife both died that same year, and you sort of imagine his daughter, their daughter, cleaning out the house and taking these objects to the museum, maybe wondering what to do with them. So it's really... it's really almost a series of coincidences that mean it came here. And some of that story is interesting and personal for people in Cambridge. I really hope we get someone who actually lives on Stories Way on the tour so we can give them this really personal story. But also part of it is this difficult conversation as well. I mean, how did Stanley even get these objects? And is it was it ethical for him to bring them to Cambridge afterwards?
And these are issues that aren't often addressed when you walk around the museum, the provenance and how it came to be there. But you found that people are interested in discussing this. I mean, it's not just a tour, you have a discussion as well.
Yes. So like, you know, we go through a 1 hour long tour and then in the end we take questions. And we have often found that, you know, we have had very interesting discussions because people are really interested to know about certain things that are, you know, expressly not mentioned in the labels, but we are telling these stories. And it leads to a discussion which we thought that should be the case. And the fact that it is happening within the museum where we are questioning certain histories, questioning certain objects. We felt that because like people are able to see those objects in front of them, it made for a very good conversation.
Yes, it's very immediate. You're in the space.
Yeah, you're in the space and you're looking at it and you are questioning it. And I think, like, you know, we tell it as a tour of questions, like, you know, that leads to questions within the museum, not just within the MAA. What we want to leave with the audience with is that wherever they go, whichever museum they visit after our tour, they, you know, go with this understanding that we need to question within the museums. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Is there one exhibit that always gets people talking? Is there one that you find you linger, end up lingering around longer than others because the story behind it is just so interesting?
Maybe the Himalayan cases.
Himalayan cases.
I think we talk about a lot of objects from Tibet, and I think people end up looking at those the longest. Then we have to say, let's move on to the next.
And that's because they were brought. They're in the museum because they were. Some of the objects were collected during what was called the Young Husband Expedition, which was actually a full-on invasion of Tibet. and the origin, I think something that's really interesting is that there's an original label in the case which acknowledges a specific object is looted, but the present-day museum hasn't really made that acknowledgement.
We like to show people that label. It's from, so the objects were collected in I think around 1904 or immediately afterward, and the label dates to about 1911, and it actually says something like Captain Orr's looted objects. And so we use it to tell people this isn't some modern idea that that we've just come up with. These objects have been thought of as looted for a really long time actually.
And what do the museum, I mean, you must be working with the museum, they're letting you in there. What do they think of what you're doing?
I think they have been very supportive of the fact that we are doing these tours. They are also interested in the fact that we remain independent voices rather than, you know, associate ourselves expressly with the museum. I mean, like, you know, we have been told that we give you the space, but like, you know, keep asking questions, make, like, you know, keep it independent.
Yeah, they've been great. Yeah, they've been really supportive.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Several of them have come for our tours.
Yes, a lot of them have come along. And obviously we coordinate with them on
on practical things, like we want to make always want to make sure that we don't clash with a big school group coming in, of course.
Yeah.
But they haven't really had any input into the substance of the tour and what we talk about.
Yes.
This sounds fascinating. Well done. And you've had coverage in the New York Times about these tours.
Yes. We're really excited. So at the moment, there's a big movement happening in museums to broaden the conversation and to make sure that you have as many different voices as possible.
Yeah.
So you have a lot more of these alternative tours coming up. And we actually specifically want to say there's also another group in Cambridge that are doing them, the Bridging Binaries tours. That are specifically about LGBTQ objects and stories and histories, and they've been really successful so far, and they're going to be doing more over the summer, so please keep an eye out for those as well as ours.
And if people want to come on your tour, I mean, how much is it and how do they book and when are the next ones? Three questions.
So they're $9.56 for regular people, and for students it's about $5.63.
I love those numbers.
The odd numbers are because you can book the tickets through Cambridge Live, and because that's their booking fee on top of it. But you can book them through the Cambridge Live website, through their box office as well if you want to do it in person, and on the phone too. So there's lots of different ways of doing it, and we
have tickets available from May through to July.
Yes.
Yeah. On weekends, Saturday at 12:30 and Saturdays at 2 p.m. I'm getting confused now.
Sundays at 12:30. And we're doing two tours a month. And like we said, they were fully booked during the Festival of Ideas. And then we did a second run through January and March, and those were fully sold out as well. So,
And we would ask definitely to keep a lookout on the posters on our Facebook page and, like, you know, book it as quickly, because they have been really popular.
Yeah, we're blown away by the support and by how many people have been interested. Yeah.
So you've got a Facebook page, Untold Histories Museum Tours.
Yes, we've got a Facebook page. We do tweet about them, and we've just had our lovely, beautiful posters printed as well, and we're going to be putting those up around the city too, so keep your eyes peeled.
And it's cambridgelivetrust.org.uk if people want to find out more.
Yes.
And who's this for? I mean, can children come along on these tours? Is there an age limit? Or
at the moment, it's for above 16-year-olds only.
But we are trialing with younger audiences too, because we'd really like for them to come along. But we want to make sure that the content is okay for children too. But right now, yes, it's 16 and above, and the museum is fully wheelchair accessible, and we can take care of the museum can take care of other access needs as well. And if you need an extra ticket for a carer, you can get a free ticket for a carer to come with you. Mm-hmm. So we hope that these can be as accessed by as many people as possible.
And where do you want this to go? I mean, where do you see this going? Is this something you're doing while you're studying, and then when you stop studying, you might stop this? Or do you see this as progressing further?
No, definitely. I mean, I think we see it continuing even after we are not there in Cambridge. But hopefully, yes, it will be going on as long as we are. And we hope to expand it to other museums as well. Like, you know, we are still talking about it. We are still brainstorming about these ideas. But yes, it is not something that will end, because, like, there are so many interesting stories to tell, and there are so many people interested to hear these stories, and we want to keep the conversation going, because like, you know, that's the only way that we can keep on
achieve any change.
Absolutely.
Well, lovely to talk to you. Good luck with it. Good luck with your studies.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's a pleasure. And cambridgelivetrust.org.uk for tickets. Thank you, ladies.